We live in a nation that proudly proclaims to be the land of the free and home of the brave. But is that truly what we are? Because when did freedom mean being persecuted and hated simply because of one's belief? When did freedom mean facing death because of the color of one's skin? When did freedom mean having your human rights taken away simply because of one's gender? Or, tell me, when did bravery mean using a gun upon an innocent child? When did bravery mean abusing one's power to publicly attack a group of people simply because of their gender, race, and belief? If that's what land of the free and home of the brave means, then I can proudly stand and say that I am ashamed of what we are. We are a fabricated lie laced with imaginary happiness in a pool of shattered dreams, all held together by broken threads of failing hope. Injustice, hate, and prejudice are nothing new to this nation. But these traits do not need to define us forever. We are a nation that shines brighter because of the diversity brought by each and every community present in this land. We are a people that have come through so much darkness in our past and will continue to step out of our shadows. We are a family that has gone through betrayal, heartache, and bloodshed. But because of this pain, many of us have come and stood united. Now is yet another time that we must go through the inferno of life. It is a time that we are going into war within our own home, but it is not a time for us to remain silent. It is not a time for us to shy away and let our brothers and sisters be beaten and disrespected. It is a time to come, to stand against injustice, stand united, and stand for the America that we can all believe in. The America that truly is the land of the free and home of the brave.